Hello and welcome to the third episode of Niger Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. My name is Mr. Ijump and I still remain your host. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about branding yourself as an artist, why you should brand yourself as an artist, and how. This is a very, very important topic, and it's something that can actually take your career to another level. It's more like the major stepping stone in your musical career. It has to do with awareness. It has to do with full-time branding yourself as an artist. So, first of all, I would like you to know and understand what it means for you to brand yourself as an artist. So first of all, branding means promoting yourself as an artist through advertising, marketing yourself, and distinctive design. It means you promoting yourself as an artist through advertising, marketing your song, and distinctive design. What I mean by distinctive design is standing out, introducing yourself in a different style, being unique. So distinctive design, being unique, introducing yourself in a unique style or with a unique style, it's actually something that makes you stand out and it makes the industry less competitive for you. So this is more like a definition of branding yourself as an artist. But there are more to branding yourself as an artist. There are more. But before you go any further with branding yourself, you need to be known. First of all, you need to be known as an artist. Okay, let me make it more understandable and more simplified for you. Now, look at Davido. You know Davido? He's a very popular superstar. Look at Wizkid. He's a very popular superstar. Look at Burna Boy. Burna Boy. He's a very popular superstar. We have so many popular superstars in the Nigerian music industry. And there are brands individually. Davido is a brand. His face, his appearance, his name makes up his brand. If Davido should walk around or maybe attend a show or go to a very public place, many people will recognize him. Many people will be able to recognize him because he's a very famous person. He's a very famous artist, very popular. Wow, look at Davido. Let's go and meet Davido. Now they know him because of his face. They know him because of his name. They know him because of his song. So him, like him, the Davido you see, the popular Davido you see, he is a brand. He has already made himself a brand. So that is why you as an artist, you're supposed to brand yourself. Don't just see yourself as an artist, see yourself as a brand. See yourself as a brand. Davido today can actually, get endorsed by MTN. His face, his influence can make people patronize MTN. He is the brand, influential brand. Let's move away from music. Now let's talk about MTN. MTN is a brand. The company, the name MTN, the service they provide, call, internet services, makes up the brand. So what they offer makes up the brand. Their products makes up the brand. So that name, MTN, is a brand. Davido, he's a brand. Wizkid, he's a brand. Burna Boy, he's a brand. You as an artist, see yourself as a brand and then work on yourself as a brand. That's what I want to guide you on. So you will be able, like, don't just, it's like, you need to just like build yourself as a brand. Building yourself as a brand will make you more professional as an artist, give you a more better strategic way of introducing yourself into the music industry, help make your music career successful. Yes. So, the process of branding yourself. First of all, the first thing you're supposed to do when you're branding yourself is this. Advertise yourself. Promote yourself. Market yourself. Because that's how people will get to know you first. People need to get to know you. People need to know you before you take that step of going deeper into the branding. Because whatever branding you are doing is you still exposing yourself to the market. So advertising yourself is something you need to start with. People need to start getting to know you first. So first thing you have to do, advertise yourself. Market your song, promote yourself. Your song have enough commercial value in the Nigerian music industry? Fine. Promote yourself. Advertise yourself. Expose yourself to a very good promotional strategy in the Nigerian music market. I would have been speaking more on before you promote a song, you need to check your target audience, your target listeners. Make sure anywhere you are sending your song out, there are lots of music listeners there that will be able to consume your song. So you need to target it. Target your promotional strategies properly. You need to make sure wherever you're advertising your song, wherever you're promoting your song, you need to be sure that there are people there that will download my song. Understand? Like, you need to make sure you are targeting your real audience. You are targeting the Nigerian music market. Yes. Nigerian music lovers, they love to download music. So as an upcoming music artist, offer your music for free download. Yes, offer your music for free download. It's not actually advisable to me, speaking to you, it's not really advisable for you to just let your song be on just streaming platforms. It's cool. Your song can be there, but you need to make sure your song is available for free downloads, because many music lovers actually, they don't really know the artist. Maybe an upcoming music artist is promoting himself. Many music lovers don't know him yet. So at least it will be more convincing and more of higher probability for them to download your song for free rather than stream the song or buy. Yes. So Nigerian music lovers, majority of Nigerian music lovers appreciate downloading music for free. So target that. Target it when you're promoting yourself. Make sure your song is available for free downloads on major music platforms. Make sure it's on free download and with a very good promotional strategy. Later in some other episodes to come, we'll be talking more on music promotional strategies, music promotional strategy, and the best for you to apply in your music and marketing skills and all. But for today, we're talking about branding. So you advertise yourself, you market your song to the market. When you must have marketed your song, when the moment you start marketing your song in the Nigerian music market, that's actually the first step, because now people are getting to know your song. By promoting your song, is you promoting yourself. So when people are trying to get to know your song, the next thing you're supposed to do is this. Very important. Be available on social media. Yes, be available on social media. because there'll be lots of music lovers that will come across your song, appreciate your song, and they'll be like, wow, let me check this artist out. They want to connect with you. So be on social media. That's where you will welcome some fans very close to you. Close to you. You draw them closer to you. Be available on social media. And whenever you're promoting your song, make sure you drop your social media handles, your WhatsApp number, if maybe you are trying to accumulate fans on your WhatsApp contact, to your WhatsApp contact list, and Facebook page. So you make sure you make that available so they will be able to locate you. That's another level. That's still part of the branding. Advertising, marketing your song will make people withdraw listeners to you, will expose you to the market. Then the main branding begins. Comments, social media. Social media. You should be available on all social media platforms. Whenever you're promoting your song, you should make sure your social media handles are all included in the description of the song. So listeners that appreciate your song will be able to connect with you. So when you're on social media, and by the time your song starts making waves, massive waves and all, now your social media handle will definitely grow along. Your social media handle will grow along with your song. Branding yourself is actually the difference between a one-hit wonder. You know what a one-hit wonder is? An artist that just come into the music industry, drop one hit, boom. After that, the artist is gone. There are a lot of artists out there. I won't mention names. I won't mention names though. I don't want to be rude and all. But that's actually the difference. They didn't really brand themselves. Branding yourself will connect your fans to you. You will connect. There will be this connection, this bond. You need it. So when you have this bond with your fans, you become a part. You become a part of them. They'll want to do anything for you. You'll be here. I believe you might have heard things like Wizkid FC, Davido FC, Davido arguing with this one. Fans, Parain, fans are this one, fans are for this, fans are for that. That's the branding. You hear things like Davido is actually having maybe a little beef with Wizkid, let's just assume. Or there are cases whereby Davido just had a little beef with Wizkid. Fans just picked sides. Davido fans will be like, Davido this one, Davido is the best. Wizkid fans will be like, Wizkid fans, Wizkid is the best. Now that's branding. Davido's fans held on to him. He's a brand. He connected with his fans. They loved him so much. Not just for his song, but because he branded himself. He made himself available to his fans on social media. He communicates with them on social media. He updates them on social media. So that way, Davido made a very strong connection with his fans. Same thing applied to Wizkid. Sometimes you hear Davido, some things might be happening to him. Fans will know. This gist. Look at what happened, Davido. He's dropping the updates so his fans will know what's up. That's the branding. Connect to your fans. No matter how small your fan base might be, you might be growing as an artist. You're an upcoming artist. You are growing gradually. You are growing gradually. You are growing gradually. And don't let yourself get discouraged from growing your social media. It will start from little, small. It will start from small. When you're promoting your song, people start downloading your songs. People start appreciating your song. Your social media handle starts growing gradually. Some upcoming artists just get discouraged. I only have 2,000 followers. Well, how many views, Seth? No past 200 views, no past 150 views. No, like, I won't just get massive views. Bro, brother, let me advise you. Let me tell you. Everything starts from small. Everything starts from small. You can't jump from point A to point Z. I said it in the first episode of this podcast. It's gradually. Everything starts gradually till it gets a very big result. Yes. If you carry kettle of water, if you carry kettle, pull water, come put it on for fire, you won't boil them. It could first still they cool, then it will start to the warm. As it does the warm, then it could come reach that boiling point. When it gets to that boiling point, the water will come boil. So you know, be like say you put the kettle for fire, then the fire for the kettle for the water just boil once. No, it takes time. So if you feel you have little followers on social media, so far they are your fans, engage with them. Just engage with them. You are doing a very good job. Engage with them. Keep promoting yourself. Because I said at first, you need to advertise yourself. You need to market. You need to promote yourself. So that way, you are exposing yourself to the market. So while you are exposing yourself to the market, make sure you add your social media handle to the description of the song whenever you're promoting the song. Like, it's online, people can download it. In the description of the song, it should have your social media handle so they can be able to look for you. And you should make sure your social media handle is simple. If your name is, let me say, Joe. Your name is Joel. Let's assume Basil. Let's say your name as an artist is Basil. Make sure your social media handle name is Basil or Official Basil. So when they are looking for you on social media, they can be able to find you. Because some upcoming artists will be bearing Basil, then on their social media, they'll be bearing something far away from Basil. They might be bearing something like Basil something something. They might be bearing something outside the name Basil. Might be bearing something like Basil on the way, blah, 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 and just a lot of text might even accompany the name Basil. Just make it simple. Official Basil. Basil. Basil the artist. Anything you're adding to the name should relate to the music. Don't go too far away from that Basil and the music. So your fans, your prospective fans, will be able to locate you on social media. So now, when your social media is growing, or no matter the size of your social media followers, engage with them. Now, let me tell you something again. You need to make sure you work on your social media, especially when it comes to Instagram. You know, Instagram has to do with visuality. It has to do with visuals. Fans and audience see more of pictures and videos. So Instagram is mainly for uploading pictures, uploading videos. Yes, yes. So you should make sure that your contents are of top notch. Make sure your pictures are lit. Make sure your pictures are classic. Make sure your pictures and your videos are professional. If you want to upload pictures of yourself on social media, make sure you package yourself. It's very, very necessary. That's also branding. Because you're an artist, you are going into the music market. You are going into the Nigerian music market. The Nigerian music market is worth billions of dollars. So it's a very strong, competitive, and very, very, very professional market. So you need to jump in a professional way. So you should make sure that your pictures are of top notch. Don't take normal pictures and upload. Like, make your fans, they see you with big eye. It's not as if you have pride. No. Pride is something else. Here, you are packaging your brand. Yes, you are packaging your brand. Go to Davido's Instagram handle. Check all his pictures. Check all his pictures and videos immediately after this podcast. Go to that of Davido. Go to that of all the superstars you know today. You see that their pictures and their videos are packaged. They don't take pictures anyhow. They don't take pictures they don't use anyhow background. They make sure the background of their pictures are lit. They snap in nice cars, private jets, douched cribs, beautiful interiors. They make sure the background of their pictures are so amazing. They make sure the picture quality of their pictures and videos are so amazing. So you should do that too. You want to be like them, you want to be popular, you want this, you need to brand yourself. Because by the time fans start coming to you, as in coming to your social media handle, by the time you start getting followers, by the time you start getting a level of followers on your Instagram, social media as a whole, you need to show them something that will impress them. They need to see something that will be like, wow, man, this artist, wow, this artist looks good, wow. Like, because people tend to, when it comes to visuals, like people are more attracted to things that are touched, to things that are well packaged. Yes. When you package your social media, you package your social media handles, you make sure your pictures and your videos are lit. I'm telling you, people that follow your social media will appreciate you. They'll be like, wow, man, wow. They'll like, wow, touched, looking good. They'll like, wow, nice, looking good, like. If you check social media, you see most of all these social media influencers. If you notice, they use this strategy of branding. They package their Instagram. If you check their Instagram handle, you find out that most of the pictures are touched pictures, nice backgrounds, touched environment, clean pictures. The photographer was very professional with the pictures and all. You find that they obtain lots of followers on Instagram and social media. There's this eye. Okay, let's say you're an upcoming music artist. Now, I'm a music lover. I download your music. I like it. I was like, who's this artist? I like his song. Let me go to Instagram and look for him. I want to see what he looks like exactly. They want to see what you look like. They like your song. They want to see what you look like. Now, let me go to Instagram and check him out. I rush to Instagram. I type the artist's name. Basil. The artist. Official Basil. Basil. Let's assume that's the artist. Let's just assume this is the artist Instagram handle. Then I open the profile. Then I see nice pictures. Wow. Nice backgrounds. Professional picture. Wow. Wow. Nice cuts. Nice haircuts. Wow. Looking so professional. Lit. Packaged. Wow. 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 Very nice. Wow. Now, I'm drawn. I'm attracted to what I see. I like what I see. They look good. I'll follow. Now, whenever I post something touched like that next time, I will like. It's not as if I'm liking because I just feel I like him. I like because it's so attractive to me. So that's how it's supposed to be on your social media handle. It's not as if you're living fake life. No, no, no. It's not as if you should go and post in front of cars and be like, wow, look at my cars. Or post in front of a house and be like, wow, look at my house. No, 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 no. That's not what I mean. What I mean is make sure your pictures are touched and packaged. It's easy. If you go out, let me say, all these picnic events and all, you can just look for a very nice background. Take pictures. Make sure you use nice camera. Make sure the picture quality is of too top-notch. You take it. Bah, nice picture. You understand? You can go out. You can go out like with your friends. Go to very nice places. Take pictures there. Go to very, you understand? Very nice places. Take picture. It's not as if you'll be going every day. At least find time. Build your social media. Build your social media handles. Display things people will appreciate. Why do you see that music videos these days, they spend so much trying to make sure they improve the picture quality of the video and to make sure the video looks so good and everything about it. You see exotic cars, nice environment. Sometimes they fly abroad just to obtain that quality. That's because the visuality should be amazing, should be packaged. So people will be drawn, will be more attracted to it. So that's how the pictures you take should be. It's not as if you should break your bank, try to go to places that you can't really afford, or try to overstress yourself financially. No. There are simple ones you can do. You just have to make sure you maintain the quality of the pictures and the branding when branding on your social media. So when it also comes to your social media, you should be engaging and consistent. Very, very important. What I mean by engaging and consistent is this. You should make sure you engage with your fans. No matter the size, engage with them. Talk about stuff. Be like, wow, check out. Talk about things, you understand? Always update. That's what I mean by consistency. Be consistent. I mean always, always update your social media. Don't let them forget you. And whenever you are updating it, make sure it's interesting. And make sure anything you're updating your social media handle should talk about you, should revolve around you, should be basically on your music, your music and you as an artist. Anything you're updating your social media handle should talk about you and you, the artist. You, the artist. You understand? That's it. Should be you. They're talking about you. They're talking about you, the artist, your song. You can be in the studio and just take picture and be like, wow, guess what I'm working on? A new jam. You understand? You're updating them, but make sure that the picture is of top notch. Make sure you package it properly. You understand? Update them. If there's something you want to talk, type it on social media. Wow, today is such a cool day. Well, just say something, relate to them. Don't keep everything personal. Share with your fans. They will grow. They will appreciate you because this time, you engaging with them, being consistent with a well-packaged social media handle, I'm telling you, you are connecting with them. You are connecting with them. They will love you more. They will love you more. Reply to their comments. Till maybe you get to the level where your social media followers become so much to the point you can't really comment or attend to all DMs. But this time, try to comment, reply their comments, reply their DMs. Don't ignore them. Engage with them. You need it for now. Yes. So this way, you are bonding with them. You are connecting with the artist. You are connecting with the fans, with your fans. And now this connection will lead to another level of love. They don't just love your song, they love you. They love you. If tomorrow you do any freestyle, you just go to the studio and just do a freestyle and be like, wow, I just did this freestyle. They will want to hear, please, let's hear. But that doesn't mean you should just be dropping songs that are not of high commercial value. Always make sure all your songs are of high commercial value in the Nigerian music market. But what I'm saying this is, they will bond with you so much. If you say, fans, I'm selling tickets for my show. We want to buy. You see? Fans, my song is out. You say, where is it? Let's go and download it. Fans, I'll be in Abuja next day. I want to buy tickets. I want to fly to Abuja. I want to watch you. I want to see you perform. Yes. Some fans outside Nigeria will be begging you, please, when are you coming to London? When are you coming to New York? So that bond is the branding. Branding yourself will give you that bond with your fans, and that bond will never make you a one-hit wonder. That bond with your fans, no matter the number, no matter how small your fan base might be now, create that bond. While you are creating that bond, don't overlook promoting yourself. Keep promoting yourself. Keep advertising yourself. Keep promoting your song. Keep advertising your song. Never stop. Never stop. It's very important. The video you see today, he still promotes his song. Yes, he pays to promote his song. Wizkid, he still does the same. Burna Boy, yes, he does, because the Nigerian music market is highly competitive. If you just slack, another artist will just boom, you are gone. Your name will just drop down a little bit. People will still know you, your fans will still appreciate you, but you might not still remain at the top of the chart. But if you want to remain at the top of the chart, promotion is something you should never leave, especially when it comes to you promoting your song, advertising, marketing your song. Never stop. So don't overlook it. Don't feel as if, when I have a certain amount of followers on Instagram, when I get this number of an audience, when I become a superstar, I'm not a superstar. I'm now very popular. Wow. Forget about advertising and promoting. My song will sell itself. No. It doesn't happen like that, though. You will still promote and advertise your song. It will still keep you at the forefront. Or else maybe you are not really that competitive. You don't want to be at the top of the industry. That's what's making Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy to still remain at the top of the industry. They do every way possible. They do all promotional putting together. They promote, they advertise their song, they market their song properly, even social media propaganda to boost their song publicity too. So never overlook that. And that's branding. While the branding is still there and you're still promoting yourself, don't worry. You will become a legend. I'm telling you, that's how legends do. Today we know Two Baba. Two Baba. If you mention Two Baba anywhere, they'll be like, wow. Come on, Two Baba. Respect. Everybody in the Nigerian music market appreciates Two Baba. All music lovers love and appreciate Two Baba. If you mention Two Baba anywhere, Two Baba, Omo, not senior man, we respect him. He's been in the game for a very long time. Even music artists, superstars, adore and respect him so much. So you see, he's a brand. He's a big time brand because he connected with the with the music lovers. Connected with the, to the point when he was an artist, he was a superstar. All the superstars we know today, many of them are still boys, upcoming, still struggling, finding one way to or the other to help themselves. So he connected with them still. Two Baba made our day that year now. African Queen, all those kind of songs and all. So that name, Two Baba, is the brand, and he really built it. He really worked on it and made it stand out so much. So that connection with the fans, that connection with the fans, that connection with the music lovers. Another thing again about branding is this: reputation. Reputation. Keep your reputation clean. Don't involve yourself in things that will affect your career in the future. Don't do things that when you are now making wave, someone might just bring that up to tarnish your image. Even out, just be mindful on how you do your things. Be careful. Don't be violent. Don't be abusive, because in the future, when you start making waves, people can just come up with that. Ah, he was doing this. And then just bad reputation is not good for a brand. It affects. Believe me, it affects. That's why you see all these companies. You find out that companies, when someone comes out to say things, negative things about the brand, they'll just be like, wow, we are taking you to court. Why will you say this? Because they are protecting the reputation of the company. So right now, you need to make sure anything you are doing, avoid things that will affect your reputation when you start pulling waves. Yes, so reputation, a very good reputation builds a very good brand. When you build your brand, when your brand start growing, when you and as an artist start growing, and you are effectively putting together your branding style well, as I've said, and with no bad reputation, then you will see how well it will work out for you. Yes, that's it. Another thing about branding is your song. Now let me make you understand something. This is something more like let me just sprinkle a sauce on this branding topic. When you are doing a music, your style, it should not be about just the pictures. Now your style needs to go along with the kind of song you do. When I say style, I mean your dress style, your communication style. The way you dress should complement your song. Okay. If your music is for people between the age of 18 to 35, then you need to make sure you dress like that. You need to make sure your dress code matches to that of 18 to 35. Because you are blending your style with them, with the listeners. You are blending with them. So when you are out, let me say, you are performing, you are taking pictures, all these things. You need to communicate dress-wise with your fans. Yes. That's branding. Music. Your music is the vehicle that drives your career. Then branding yourself is what will make you become so big in the music industry to the point you become a legend. Yes. That's branding. Promote your song. Get the audience you need. Promote your song and never stop promoting, advertising, and marketing your song. Use social media effectively so it can play a positive impact in your career by branding. Make sure your pictures on social media, Instagram, your videos, your pictures are of touched high quality, packaged so that when your fans come to follow you, or they are following you, they will so much get so drawn and attracted to what they see. They will like and they will appreciate you. Yes, that's branding. Dress like it, speak like it, promote yourself. Let me just run a quick summary about this branding thing. First of all, you need to make sure you advertise your song, promote your song, market your song properly. Then you need to, while you are promoting your song, you should make sure your social media handles are on the description of the song. Now, when it comes to branding again, the deeper part, the major part of branding is social media. Be available on all social platforms. Make sure your artist name, you as an artist, make sure you use the same name on your social media handle. If that name is taken already on social media, just add something that will not scale away from the music and yourself as an artist. You can go with official, official Basil, Basil the music artist, Basil the singer, Basil the rapper, something like that. Because when people listen to your song, they will go on social media to look for you. Many of them will be like, I love this song. Wow, this artist is amazing. Let me go check him or her or her out on Instagram, on social media. Let me go check her out. Let me go check her out. Let me go check him out. Let me see what him or her look like. They'll go to social media, check you out. Wow, he looks amazing. Wow. Wow, so attractive. I like what I see. Some people will even make the picture, one of your pictures, their screensaver. That's how much they show their love. Yes. They follow you. They like all your pictures. They wait for more of your updates. Now you engage with them. You always update. Make sure all your content are of high quality and well packaged, whether pictures or videos. Engage with them. Reply to their comments. Reply to their DMs, to maybe whenever, or to the point when you now have so much social, so much followers on Instagram, Twitter, and all, to the point that maybe you might not actually have the time to want to comment or reply to DM. But for now, engage more. Even when you must have become a superstar, still engage. Even if it will not be by you commenting or replying, always post content, just as you should always post content now. Yes. Dress it. Dress like it. Have a style. Your dress code should communicate. Your dress code should make a statement. It's not as if you must dress maybe anywhere you want to go in dress. No. If anywhere you're dressing to has to do with you exposing yourself as an artist, let's say you go for a show, dress amazing, look good, brand yourself, look good. If you are going for a contract review or an signing, look good. Anything that has to do with your music career, just look good. But if you want to, maybe you're at home, you want to just go and get some things, you can dress normal. You must not always dress flashy. But to the audience, to the fans, dress amazing. Yes. So that's it for today's episode of Naija Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. I so much appreciate you for listening to today's episode. This is the third episode, and we are still going on. With time, we'll keep bringing in more juicy and really, really interesting topics, which you will so much appreciate. So, I am still Mr. E-Jump, and I will always be your host. So, I so much appreciate you, and I thank you for the time that you've put into following this podcast. And I really hope that I've been of really good impact to you. I hope with what I've been dishing out to you when it comes to this podcast, I hope you've been putting it into your career. And I also hope it's been really making a positive impact, huge impact into your musical career. And it's doing so well for you. I hope so. I really, really hope so. And I really appreciate you coming back next week, Saturday, to grab another episode of Naija Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. Thank you for your time, and God bless.